Number 6. Look into his eyes. What do you see? Do you see a lusty, grabby hands little boy? Or a man looking not at you so much, but wanting to look over you? Is he someone that will take care of you? Does he take care of himself? Does he respect himself enough to be a proper gentleman? Trust no man that would even lie to you once. If he does, he's not thinking of you, but what pleases him. You do not want to be with anyone that does not want to be with you enough to follow God's word. He must know what the word says about his role in the family. You also have to know God's will for you in the family. Together, not separate, you become new persons under his love. Then you pass this on to any children by living a spiritual, inspired life. A lot can be learned just by looking deep into his eyes and yours in the mirror. Number 7. What are his roots? What does his home look like? Would you want your home to look and feel the same way? What kind of people are his parents? Yes, what is wrong or right with a father is sometimes passed on to the son. Could you imagine yourself being with someone like his father? Number 8. Take your time. Do not love someone that does not love you. Here's that third answer again. Giving him a long time to prove his love of the Lord will bring out his love for you. Time will provide you with a chance to make sure you know what is in his and your heart. Number 9. A man makes his decision by using his senses. A woman makes her decision using her emotions. This is God's perfect balance for the family. These are checks and balances of a spiritual origin. Men are attracted to women sometimes by what they see, by their God-given desires. Unfortunately, these desires come out in an age when a man is not always very responsible. Young men are looking for pleasure. It is the godly man that saves his self-respect by controlling these desires. Without control, man will fall into Satan's sin like pornography. Flee from the man that has this in any form in his life or home. The Lord gave men and women the gift of making love to glorify him. No Christian gentleman would want his partner to act or look like a porn star. Number 10. Does this man have a firm knowledge of prophecy? To be a good father-husband, a man must know about what the Lord has planned for us. Everything we need to know has been written in God's word. Does this man thirst for this knowledge? He should. Did he have an active Bible study going on when you met him? To be a leader in a new family, a man must know what is happening in the world. We must always support the nation of Israel. Does he know the politics of our government towards them? Prophecy is alive and active in today's news. Is he willing to work to make the necessary changes in our world outside his home? Number 11. Then, be willing to accept the Lord's answer to your prayers. He always answers our prayers. He may give you the third answer, wait, or even no. Be willing to see his will for you. Pray to be a good listener to him when he speaks to you. And pray each day that his will for you be known to you. The Lord made a woman to be the vessel of human life. This is a much higher position than man could ever hold. Our bodies are a temple to him. The woman's body is sacred to the Lord. She is closer to him than man because she holds the secret of creation. He is significantly hurt when someone misuses or mistreats the woman's body. The woman must never compromise her Christian foundation for any momentary pleasure that could bring pain for a lifetime. Why do I know all this? Because I was a young man also. I still consider myself a young man. Daily I have to remind myself of these principles and keep myself in check. I asked my pastor grandfather when he was over 80 years old how old he was when he stopped looking with his eyes at other women. He had just celebrated his 50th wedding anniversary with my grandmother. He paused and said,
"Well, it has slowed down some."
At that age, he still found himself tempted to look. So, there you are. Please accept my little gift of words. All the young people in my family will point their finger at me as the biggest child among them. I still like to watch on the TV what I call educational programming. Like Warner Brothers cartoons.
Bring on the show!
And the Three Stooges.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happened.
Bring on the show! Encore! Encore!
I like to make jokes using silly puns made up on the spur of the moment. But my children also know when I'm serious about something, and it's time to listen. I've always talked to them about their future and someday having a family of their own. I tell them never lie to your children because they need to be able to trust your every word. Constantly tell them that you love them and trust them. It is a two-way relationship you share with each other. You will gain their respect by showing them how proud you are of them whenever you can. Never treat your children as an equal or just like a friend of yours. Young people growing up need someone to look up to that will always give them emotional stability and sound advice when they need it. Also, there must be consequences for bad behavior. They must learn to be accountable for their own actions, or lack of. As an adult child myself, I still remember what it was like being a kid. When I was in high school, the students held fundraising projects to help build a track next to the school. This was done for the future students of GHS. I never got to see it after it was completed before that spot was turned into a parking lot and a bigger track was built. During the Danish Festival of 2001, the local radio station and the Greenville Daily News sponsored the Connie Smith Show at the high school. And the Main Street Band was asked to play. I had not been in the building once after graduating, and I was pleased to see the new auditorium. I played in a band at GHS for dances before, but now this was a professional show in my own old high school. It was the highest point of my musical career, and it seemed to me that night was my best performance ever. Performing live music in front of an audience started right here at this school. After all my time and effort trying to play music with the big boys, performing there was a bigger thrill than any other stage I ever stood on. It took me a week to come down from the high.